confirmation hearing for Mr. Jesus off the dock, ADC number 247594. This is a hearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Presidency. President, our board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright, Dr. Gil Rittenhouse, and the Honorable Mr. Neal. My name is Louis Quinones, and I'm serving as the panel lead for this hearing. The following is a summary of the application in question. Mr. off the dock is 25 years old. Currently serving a 12.5-year prison sentence for armed robbery with two prior felony convictions and on probation at the time of the offense, class 3 felony, and aggravated assault with two prior felony convictions and on probation at the time of the offense, a class 3 felony. Both counts running concurrent. He was approximately 17 years old at the time of the incident offenses. He pled guilty and was sentenced on August 31st, 2011. He is asking for a 1.5-year reduction of his sentence. He has an earned release credit date of October 12th, 2023. Should commutation be granted, his new ERCB would be May 17th, 2020. Note, he also has a separate impending 2.5-year sentence for burglary in the second degree. Michelle Kandak has an extensive criminal history, which includes prior felony convictions for criminal trespassing and burglary. I'll read a short summary of the offense in question. On October 26, 2010, Mr. Alcantar and his accomplice, Adrian Ramirez, attacked the victim as she was getting the mail. The two men demanded she surrender the keys to her truck while pointed a firearm at her. The victim resisted the robbery. I grabbed the firearm and attempted to run away from the defendants. Unfortunately, the two defendants were able to catch her and eventually shot her three times at close range with a 357 Magnum revolver. At the time of the incident, Mr. Alcantar had already been convicted of three felony offenses and was on probation. The purpose of Mr. Alcantar's request for commutation is based on his assertion that he was only 17 years old at the time of the incident offenses, that he was under the influence of alcohol, that he was not the shooter, that he was immature, and that his sentence was excessive for his age. He states that he has remorse for his actions, and he has experienced tremendous personal growth since incarceration. He's had extensive programming inside the Arizona Department of Corrections to include college courses. He also has had considerable discipline from 2010 through 2019, when his last ticket on the minor on February 26, 2019, for violation of department rules. He has no letters of support in his request for commutation packet. We do have a letter dated April 1st, 2019, in the County Attorney's Office opposing commutation. Regarding the question whether Mr. Alton Dock's 12.5-year prison term was excessive, he received slightly more than the presumptive of 11.5 years, with the minimum 10 years and the maximum 20 years. Considering that he had two prior felony convictions and was on probation, not to mention that an innocent victim was shot three times, I do not find his prison term excessive. I believe the court was sufficiently lenient by allowing two charges to run concurrent, as the minimum sentence of both counts running consecutive could have resulted in a 20-year prison term. But I'm certainly open to hearing from my colleagues. Any more further discussion, I would make a motion, and that is regarding Mr. Jesus Alcantar, number 247594. My motion is not to pass the phase two.
Second.
Agree.
Seconded by the Honorable Mr.